The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This is an answer to those who have asked me, was it really worth it for us to go to fight in Iraq when we have lost over 2,000 soldiers? This was my answer. 9/11 was a wake-up call to the realization that Islamic world terrorism will not go away and is committed to destroying our way of life. Suicide bombers are a new phenomenon. Our world is changed forever. One philosophy will prevail. It will be the Islamic terrorist 16th century way or ours, not both. Like President Bush, I would rather fight them in Iraq than here in America. As a mother, I would be torn up if my sons were soldiers fighting in Iraq and were injured or lost their lives. However, remember that those who joined the voluntary military did so willingly and knew the possible risks of combat. It's terribly worse this time. The fanatic enemy cuts off heads of innocents. They blend into the regular society. And they don't wear uniforms. They're barbaric. Saddam Hussein is a monster also, proven to have gassed and murdered hundreds of thousands of his own people. Witness the many mass graves our soldiers have uncovered. Are we not better off without him? I believe the WMDs are still around deep in the earth of Syria, Iran, or Saudi Arabia, or maybe in all of those places. Whatever. The fact remains that Saddam Hussein broke every treaty he signed to get off the hook after the 1991 war. He gave the U.S. and the U.N. the middle finger and got away with it for 10 years. The U.N., France, Germany, and Russia refused to participate in bringing Iraq to justice, and now we know why. They were too busy themselves being on the take along with Saddam Hussein and Kofi Annan in the food for oil scandal, so they left us to do the dirty work for the world. About the corrupt UN, I'm in favor of leaving that impotent organization and forming a group with other world democracies. The UN should be evicted or disbanded. In any case, they should leave our country because I think that we're sick of subsidizing them for the past 50 years. Thanks to the U.S., George Bush, Britain, Tony Blair, and other allied countries, Iraq is becoming a democratic society. And wonder of wonders, the surrounding oppressively ruled countries might also see the joy and benefits of freedom and gradually follow suit. This fact is painful to our own liberal extremists and our liberal media who would rather see us fail in Iraq. I do vigorously object to our military being forced to do multiple sessions of combat in Iraq. We should now resort to the draft, if we must, in order to help preserve our democratic way of life. All who enjoy those benefits of freedom should participate, as we all did, willingly in World War II. My hope is this, and I suppose it's unrealistic. Once Iraq becomes a successful and prosperous society, they might show their appreciation for our liberating them by deciding to pay us back and the other countries who helped for the billions we laid out for them. They could pay us back with oil. That would be a wonderful possibility. But even if that doesn't happen, I still believe we did the right thing to liberate Iraq. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.